Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
He could do a new thing. He can announce his substitutions during mid-game. I gotta make a change. <That's in my life. laughs> Okay, so earlier this season, Loons made a bet with Poet that Liverpool would finish above United. Remember that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
That's done then, isn't it, surely?
Is it done?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
It must be.
Come on, man, 6 points clear.
Bumble. When was the last time you tried to get money off Loons?
Bro. Yeah, good luck.
It was done from the start.
Oh, no, you know what you could do? Dock wages.
Yeah. Speaking about dock wages, fines for being late, boys.
Dock wages.
Fines for being late. It's today, in motion.
Today was a bit crazy, though. Today's a bit crazy, bro.
That's it. Everyone was late.
I said not everyone was late.
See how that side of the table went silent when he said fines for being late.
What side?
All four of you.
Just that side.
Oh, everyone was late.
I went. Every other.
Anyway,
what?
I was late. I was within the zone, though.
Boys,
I was within the half hour zone.
Within the zone.
Boys, I said all that stuff for a reason. I was setting something up.
Sorry. You gotta let us know what type of midfield you're gonna be, bro.
Sorry, my bad. So, talking of money, today's episode is sponsored by the Refund Club.
Okay.
What's the Refund
FCA
Club?
The FCA has confirmed that millions of UK car finance deals between 2007 and 2021 were missold because of hidden commission between lenders and dealerships. Old Back to Drivers and Refund Club have built a free 60-second check that tells you if you're one of them.
Here's the thing. You can do it all yourself if you want. You can dig up every car finance deal, chase lenders, handle all the back and forth. Or you can spend 60 seconds entering your name and your date of birth and Refund Club handles it.
They track down your agreements, check them with lenders, and if it's valid, pass it to their in-house law firm.
No win, no fee, and they only take a cut after you're paid.
Most people miss this. Every finance deal is checked separately. Had three, that could mean you had three separate claims.
Average payouts around £829 per agreement, so it adds up fast. And they cover most major UK lenders. Moto Novo, Mercedes Finance, Barclays, and more. So chances are you're covered.
Refund Club is rated excellent on Trustpilot too.
It's like 5 stars. What's that? You lot are going mad.
Yeah.
Better go bad.
That is the most gangster thumbs up I've ever seen, bro.
If you're like most people, and this sits on your to-do list forever, skip that and let Refund Club handle it. Hit the link or scan the QR code for a free 60-second check.
I'm going to need that, you know.
I'm checking right now.
I'm telling you, I know. I think
Black Horse has put me in trouble.
Yeah. I'm waiting for Black Horse.
I saw Moulton. I know what's next. Black Horse and then
Black Horse is crazy.
Let's get to work.
I proper can't drive, bro.
Have you not got your license, Paul?
Nah.
Ain't it funny how Poet's showing his face now?
The comment section have been saying he runs away, leaves his friend. Are you going to back your brethren? Question. That's what they've been asking.
Oh,
and he's never there, bro. That's what they've been asking.
Harlem Spartans.
That's what they're saying, bro.
You don't listen to that, though.
Bro, everyone knows the question.
Okay.
Come on, man.
And usually the answer is no, he's not going to back his brethren.
Because not why he's here today. Well, in the Apex.
Because they won the league. But I suppose we'll talk about Arsenal soon.
They've been won the league.
Imagine trying to diss the man that's top of the league. Like, this is pathetic, man.
Bro, carry on, remember man. What we said?
You're a nasty criminal.
You man look sitting over there looking like the number 10. Shut up, man. Let's tell you, man. What?
So usually we film later than this on another day, so the energy levels might be a bit weird. But I don't understand why you man ain't happy, bro.
Wait, hold on.
Your rivals, bro.
Lips, hold on. Hold on, one sec. Margs, just talk about us for a sec, please. We'll talk about you like, in due time, man.
What? We're not talking. I didn't say anything about us, bro.
No, you're talking about we're being upset. We're not upset, bro. We're talking.
Do you know why I'm upset? Do you know I'm upset for real?
I'm upset.
I'm upset that Loons ain't here.
There we go.
So I already know, he's been chucking it all season. We're going to finish above you.
Let's talk about Loons for a little bit.
He's had a bad season. He's had a bad season.
How do you think he's actually feeling right now?
He's fuming. He's fuming.
Graf. He's asking about Graf.
He's fuming.
He's having a bad season.
I can't believe he isn't at the table for a day like this,
and
bro.
Do you know the maddest thing? He's lost games and not seen the group chat. We all know that. He goes missing.
Yeah.
He was in the group chat and he said, good game. Yeah, do you think he wanted to type that? We all knew he watched the game. Do you think he wanted to type good game? Good game.
He should have done nothing.
Yeah, he should have done nothing.
He's hurt.
Good game was.
He's hurt. Good game is a hurtful statement. Good game.
Didn't he say that they're gonna win by a couple goals?
Yeah.
Didn't he say they're just gonna...
He said Liverpool were gonna do threes and fours this season.
He said it gets dark.
Threes and fours this season.
And he kept talking about 7-0. But like, I'm saying that you can't play that game again. You get what I'm trying to say?
I've noticed something as well. A couple of weeks ago, Margs spoke about you man's hair and how terrible it is. It makes him feel more comfortable. I think he was just looking at Loon's. This season, his hair is thinning.
Yeah, thinning.
Steve Finnan. It's just not
Steve
even there
anymore. Steve Finnan.
So, as far as I'm
Steve
concerned.
Finnan. You're back with a bang. No, you started well. You started well, Paul.
Steve
Finnan. Welcome back. Welcome back. You started well.
Steve played for Liverpool.
It's cold.
He played for Liverpool as well.
Linked it to his club.
Cold.
This guy, at the start of the season, he's tried to say a month ago he didn't wear the kit. Jad, please make sure today you place on the Instagram, fifth game of the season, he's over there looking like a full kit wanker.
Wanker.
Okay. How dare you, Lilo?
Mad that he didn't show face today still.
Embarrassing.
It's not fun.
To represent. After the season that his team's had, they need some type of representation on the channel. Someone needs to answer these questions. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
How many losses for this guy?
11?
18.
18 losses.
18. 11 all comps. All comps. 18 or 19.
And he's
I think
not here.
He shielded one as well.
18 losses in all comps and he's not here.
This is the worst title defence. 100%.
I've never seen anything like it. This is so stinky, bro. Remember all the shows we've done when he's just chatting acting cool, puts the title there. You know the energy that
Steve Finnan is gonna
stick. And today
stick.
Not here. Come oh on, man. God.
So wait, are we saying Sesko is better than Isaac and Ekitike?
Yes.
A better season than...
Yes.
Oh, Ekitike. Ekitike. No. Let's be honest, man. Sesko's been better. What are we doing here? About you lifting up your top when you score against Southampton? Not my striker. What are we doing here?
Like, that's ridiculous.
Move from round here.
I get you excited.
Move from round here. What?
Has he been better than Ekitike?
Minutes to goals. We've seen what Ekitike is.
Guys,
he's got main character syndrome.
In that, but he ain't been better.
Why not?
He just hasn't, bro. Ekitike has been half decent.
But why
bro.
Not, though? Why has he been better?
Because Sesko's not been great, bro. The goals are what a striker's supposed to get.
Are your conversations about who's better? Because if you're saying you're not prepared to call him better than Ekitike.
I didn't say that.
I understand that. They just said better. No, but you're talking about who's been better, a better season.
Ekitike's been better, bro.
You knew it, bro. I saw your face a second ago because you knew you weren't backing them.
Sesko's goals have been impactful. Sesko's got winning goals. Sesko's got goals that have essentially fired us into the Champions League, essentially fired us above Liverpool, and he's directly below us. That's a direct comparison. Ekitike's goals didn't.
Sesko's had to come off the bench for United, so most of his goals, more time, are winning goals. He doesn't have much minutes to play with. He's not from this country. He's not from this league. So therefore, he has to jump off the bench, adjust to the game, and have an impact. He has been better than Ekitike by a country mile, and he's been better than Isak. 100%.
No way.
Because
Isak, of course.
Sesko's contributions have directly helped.
This is why they want you on the channel. All they say in the comments is, please bring Poet
on. Hold back for the ball knowledge.
I'm here, man.
Hey,
Paul,
welcome
what
back.
What kind of keyboard have you got at home? You're typing up here, bruv.
You still got a PC.
I've got a race, what you call it?
Whatever, man, you're using your piano to type. Well, it don't make sense.
Soundboard. Soundboard.
Now, Ekitike's been better than Sesko, but Sesko's got goals, of course. And you know what it is? There's two ways to argue that. He comes on and he has to find the pace of the game or whatever, or he comes on and the defence is already done.
That's true.
Well, he scores with his hand.
Yeah.
But it was a penalty.
It should have been a penalty.
I hear that.
It was a penalty. Them not missing
hand.
That big point.
It should have been a penalty.
Would
and
he
a red card.
Taken the penalty? You wouldn't have taken the penalty.
No, but so Bruno would have scored and they would have
got
a red card.
But we wouldn't have been talking about how good my man is.
Then we would have had nine men. And then Bruno would have set him up to score a goal.
Bro, remember that thing that he done that I rated?
That pass?
I ain't seen that again from him.
But your striker done it as well. Your striker's been doing it as well, bro.
Lippy, you're being harsh, you know. In real time, that opportunity came about where Bruno's crossed it in. The chance has been fluffed, and then Man United have literally created another opportunity like 10 seconds later. Sesko's still there. So for me, he switched on.
And who did he lose? He lost their main dog as well in the course of action, Virgil. for that goal. He lost him. Virgil's looking at the ball.
Why do I sense like a bit of animosity towards?
Nah, I just think you lot.
Your energy is
changing. You know what lips is like.
You couldn't even be bothered to be here these past few weeks, and now you're all nonchalant.
I couldn't be bothered to be here.
This is my team. Now you're all nonchalant.
You're top of the league. You man have
changed. You man have changed.
Anytime you lot mention this, you, I'm the same, bro. I don't let you lot rate him too much.
Poet always tweets Sesko's better. I always see that Poet tweet.
Bro, have you seen his tweets? Man don't wanna, if man wanna see all the info. But nah, Sesko, I was having this convo with my cousin the other day, bro. Sesko's had a very good season, bro. You can't, he's shown that you can look forward to next season. You understand? And I think from a young striker, that's what you want. You understand? But if that latter piece of information, young striker, that didn't exist. If he was 26, 27, you wouldn't enjoy what
that's
you're
That's an if though, man.
That's a mad if,
though. I know, but it's a big if.
I'll be real though, Ekitika has been better, but for me...
How?
No, Ekitika has been better. He's been Liverpool's main guy this season, bro. Yeah. Bar Sobis, like, going forward, yeah. Ekitika's been the guy. Off the left, up front.
He went on a drought,
100%.
He went on a drought, yeah.
But for me, Sesko, and I'm going to say it because I said it, and obviously I said it, I said Sesko was going to get double figures. No one wants to bat me, but I'm the, you know who I am, man.
Guardian
of the galaxy.
Did you get it?
I said, you got double figures, bro. Brother. I'm sure, man, Sesko's been the guy.
10
when
goals.
I said,
that's double
what do you
figures.
Mean?
That's double figures.
So we're laughing at double figures.
Man tried to water
we're
it down.
We're laughing at double figures.
Man tried to water it
next
down.
Next time, say the number. Say how many goals he's going to get, double figures.
Dan, it's me. We're in May.
No pens. No lists. Wait.
No
pens. Do you know why we're not doing that? Do you know why?
Not March. Not April. May.
No pens.
The last dance.
What's wrong with that?
Bro, listen. The party's done. At
yeah,
six.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's turned
he's
up
in
at
there.
4:37.
Yeah, yeah. He almost never got in. You had to call someone.
We all leave together. That's
yeah,
all
but
that
he did. But he did get into the party, and the best part of the party was the last hour.
No, it wasn't.
Nah, bro. No way.
You didn't.
No
see,
way.
You the weren't
party
there in March.
Party don't start till Sesko gets there.
Nah.
You know what he's done? You know when everyone's yacked and they see you lost? They're like, yeah. Like, he think, no. No.
You men ain't got no aura. I know. I've been in this position. Like, the party don't start till I get there.
Sesko.
Like, the dance ain't lit till I'm there.
Listen, you see when you were
Sesko. Mental illness is real, you know?
You see when you were Sesko level, it's what Dan was talking about. Everyone was just drunk.
Where you been?
Never say my man's name.
Hold on.
Menace.
Go on.
Sorry, they can't do this. Ekitike, as good as Ekitike has been, yeah, he's more exciting to watch. I enjoy watching him. He creates more. But I would love to know how many goals that Sesko has got have been winning goals. I've seen him scoring 1-0 games. I've seen the last goal in a 3-2. He gets such important goals.
You see in these games, yeah?
Yeah.
You see the other teams, the Ekitike and Gyökeres, who everyone's playing for? These games are won. My man's coming on against Fulham. Getting the winner, you think he's better than, but that don't make him better than Ekitike. That means he's having a good season.
No, but I'm saying when you use Gyökeres scored 12 goals in the Prem, yeah, and three of them are penalties, right? That's Gyökeres' record. So again, in open play, normal type goals, such goals scored more than him. And they're important goals. Then Gyökeres.
And Bruno's gonna take the pen.
When Gyökeres is scoring his goals, the team's already ahead. The team's already in front. I'm not lying. So if you're talking about importance, I'm saying his goals are more important to the team.
Yeah, who? Than whose?
Than when Gyökeres scores.
I don't know.
In the last couple of games.
KG, quickly. We're winning the league. Chill. Sesko's goals,
back
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about importance. If your goals are important because they're taking you to third and Champions League, that's why I rate it.
Yes.
But when you talk about something above you,
yeah.
You man are like 25 points behind or something like that. Just chill out, bro. His goals are more important than Ekitike. Ekitike's goals, I don't really know. So I see winners at Southampton.
So if you lot ask me why I hate Arsenal, don't ask me those kind of questions. Look at the disrespect. Look at the attitude, bro. No City fans spoke to me like that. Because they're holograms, bro.
No, but listen how you turned the chat to Mando.
That disrespect was rude.
He's had a whole season, but since Carrick's been at the helm, the conversation wouldn't be like that. We picked up more points than you. We picked up more points than everybody in the league in the last 14 games. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, we are...
Yeah, if my dad had tits, it'd be my mum. Who cares about ifs and buts, bro?
No, but what I'm trying to say is, you're talking energy, saying thing top of the league. But since Carrick's been there, if that was the whole case, if we've had a whole season to be able to talk like that, we haven't, innit? If we was in the same situation, I feel like it would be different. Because like I'm trying to say, since Carrick's been there, we picked up, like, what, 5 points more than you?
That's 14 calm, games. Innit?
And where
we've
are
been
you?
We've been bad, though. The last couple games, we've been... This is when we've been bad. Innit? In a lot, in this 14 games has been our last form this season. Our last form, our worst form this season. Within this 14 games. And it's been your best. So, cool, you're ahead of everyone. You're just talking like it's just us. You understand?
No, he said that, though. No, he said that.
That's good. But again, I don't think this needs to be included in an Eka TK Sesko convo.
I just think
from December,
yeah,
out of the three, Jokeres,
Eka Tico is insane.
Eka Tico and Sesko, it was clear Eka Tico was the better player.
Come
you're
on, man.
Yeah? No. Let's just,
you're doing it on purpose.
I'll be honest, even after two games, I could say he was the better player.
No, it's not. You keep saying Eka Tico, bro.
Oh, Eka Tico.
That's what we're talking about.
I say let it land. I like
it. But he's got 7 goals for Carrick.
All of these players
score
7 goals.
Oh, he's doing
they're
team.
Comparable because they're playing in decent teams, yeah? João Pedro's better than a lot, bro.
I agree.
No.
I agree. He's number one in this.
I agree. João Pedro's number one.
That goal on the weekend weren't enough.
Yeah, let's talk about the game. So, you lot were 2-0 up. Quite quickly.
Kobbie Mainoo and Casemiro.
They made their way back after a little bit of shakiness. There was a moment where you lot steadied yourself, applied the pressure again, and then the guy that he wants to sell for 60 million.
Let's not do that.
That's what he said,
though. That's what he said, though.
He said he'll take 60 million for him.
I would have.
This is living proof. The guy is a mental case, bro. Head case.
Someone said to me, "Say," but I said the guy's good and I want more from him. Then he starts doing more. Man's telling me I should say my bad. Wait, so he starts doing what I asked him to do. Yeah. And now I should say, but
should no, we get shooting? No.
Hold on.
Did you say
on.
No?
It don't work like that.
Bro.
Mark, stay in the room.
And take the hat off and do it. Don't. You can't Mark, keep the pain game on and do that.
Mark,
Mash Town.
You've come a long way.
Simba.
Sassy.
Remember who you are.
Hey, the bitch is back.
I need this to be clear. The guy's finally doing what I've been asking him to do. And I'm the problem.
Oh, hold on. That's not the thing.
Yeah, he was acting as if he wasn't that good. They're trying to tell you that he was that guy. And he was like, how good is he? We're gassing up these youth. We're gassing up the academy.
KG, worse than that. We tried to tell him the reasons why you were getting this performance was because of the manager that looked like Jad. Like, if you got rid of him a lot earlier...
Don't even look like Jad.
Yeah, so it weren't. It does look like Jad. So yeah, it weren't
like
look
like Jad, innit?
My issue probably weren't. I've never dissed Kobbie. I've always liked Kobbie. My probably the issue that usually had with me that I was supporting the gaffer. That's what it was.
Do you know what my issue is though? My issue is bar. I said it again. Bar lips and bar pole. Everyone tried to downplay Kobbie Mainoo anyways. Just because you're a United fan, they want to mention
Hundo.
Your name. But man, we're here. You were here. Josh McCracken. You tried to make it like that Kobbie Mainoo was one of them, man. Billy Gilmour. You've seen him before.
No, that's what you said. This is what I said. If you're going to name the names, at least get the convo right. I said, we've seen this before.
Yeah.
Yeah, where a player looks like they've got the world at their feet and they're going to kick on and then they don't.
Did he say that?
I started naming all the players that Chelsea have had that looked like they was going to cut through.
The names he said were mad though.
The names were horrible.
No, but these names were the names. Were. Like Billy Gilmour came on and ran Fabinho into the ground. They thought, oh my gosh. And now I don't know where he is. But Aberdeen.
He's winning the league at Napoli, so we can't disrespect.
Yeah.
So Kobbie Mainoo's a cut above that.
I was at the game. Listen, I think Kobbie is sick, yeah? But I'll be totally honest. It's not like he ran the show the other day. He got the winner, and that's why we're having this conversation. Casemiro ran that show though. Casemiro ran the show
against you lot.
Since Carrick come back though,
what's it? He batted them man up. Did you see how he played against Chelsea?
Wicked.
That was probably like his best defensive performance as a midfielder I've seen
against
in
who?
A while.
Against
and,
you lot.
And you know why he's good? Why he's good for us? Yeah, because of his skill set. Yeah, because of the way he can hold the ball and keep his tension. Right. Yeah. When we're playing in them big games where we don't have a lot of the ball. Yeah, and we're under pressure like the Cities and the Chelsea's.
He'll give
and all
you
that,
some
yeah?
control.
When he does finally get the ball, it's a bit of respite for us. You get what I'm trying to say? Like he can give us a little bit of control and hold that, retain that possession, and do the dribbling, and the feet to feet stuff. And he just looks sick, especially in those games. And he ran.
He wasn't available in that Leeds game, innit? When we dropped points,
1-1,
the 1-1. I don't think I think he was injured.
I think Garth played that game.
Well, all I'm trying to say is he's sick, yeah, but he's not the player you rely on as much as you think you do. You still in that midfield. You still rely on the other two more than you rely on him.
But I've got some questions though for United fans. You're doing well. I've got some questions. Out of the defence, who needs to go? Because that second half that I saw made me physically ill.
That weren't just the defence. So that was the whole team. It's like they couldn't part. It's no, like we just made a pass. Mistake.
We gave them charity.
Ahmad came on. To answer the question, Ahmad came on and he just made a mistake, passed it into the midfield. Charity. Crazy one. And Szoboszlai is cold. One thing we have to just admit, that guy is a different breed.
Sean LaPaul.
He can't be stopped.
Let me stop you there. I saw Roy Keane speak about when Ryan Giggs made a run against Arsenal.
Yeah.
This is the Man United legends.
Yeah.
He said he would have crunched his legs. When I saw Szoboszlai running, I kept saying, someone get the yellow.
We ain't
someone
got
get
a
the yellow.
Routine.
Someone get
routine.
The yellow. No, but anyone, just get the
no,
yellow.
But Maguire,
just
Maguire,
get the yellow.
Obviously, it was at pace. Maguire was didn't know what to do. Maguire was he was suffering in
I
that moment.
See what I said. Get the yellow.
Bro, you see Ryan Giggs is one. That, who you twist up like that? Lee Dixon.
Bear, five man.
Chelsea. Yeah, but he at least he was doing the maze thing. My man just ran in a straight line. Everyone running away
but
from
but he
him.
Dropped his shoulder.
The outlets killed the defenders.
It was, but at the same time, at a point, you need to clock.
I'm with you.
One of us has to break free and engage. I wouldn't say, rah, let's sell a defender, but it's a convo.
Heaven is cold. I think heaven is wicked.
I told you he's better than Yoro.
Heaven is...
He's better than Yoro. You accept it now?
I agree.
Thank you.
You're better than Yoro.
You better than Yoro?
At the moment.
You're going to be playing Champions League and Premier League. You've had a little rest. The whole Bruno's talk on Sky Sports talking about our prefer three games. Yeah, you would. But we don't know about the rest of them. So taking into account, you've got Champions League now and hopefully you go further in the other cup competitions because you're kind of poor in that. Who do you get rid of at the back? Because I don't believe, personally, after watching Luke Shaw for 10 years, that's getting any better. Harry Maguire, big man, your head's too big. Like just the whole thing's
Harry
a bit
Maguire's
mixed.
Been good this
he's
season.
He's been really good.
Harry
been
Maguire's good. Been fit.
In the Premier League.
He's been, yeah, in the Premier
that's
League.
That's where we play, isn't
it? But do you know what's mad, yeah? Man, I'm acting as if this is our first season not playing European football. Man, they're acting as if we don't know what European football's all about. Like, we played a lot of games.
Last time we was in European football, we got our teeth kicker.
Man United know European football. Does Mbeumo?
Do these players?
He doesn't, but I'm saying...
All right, cool.
But
that's what I'm trying to say. Does Heaven?
But I'm saying that, bro, these players, he don't know it.
Right, we're going to have
he don't know it, but it doesn't
Mbeumo
matter.
Soon as well. I said it.
But it doesn't matter. You're acting as if, even people say, how would Carrick manage with playing Champions League football or dealing with that? Bro, he's been at the club. He understands what this club's all about. He understands that
KG,
this club...
You don't understand what I'm saying. The preparation is completely different. When I've got a game on Wednesday and I've got a game on Sunday, I need to figure out, all right, cool, who's going to be fit enough for both? There's so much more to take into consideration. There's no rest period really and truly. So yeah, you may have been there as
all
a player.
All your drills, everything on the pitch. You know, like if you're playing Saturday to Saturday, your whole team, your whole week's about Everton.
Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Whereas you only got 2 days.
But
now.
He's saying he's never.
Even your transfers
never,
are different.
But he's
now.
Never coached for that. He's
nah,
never
nah,
seen
not,
that before.
We're not saying that.
He hasn't coached that. He hasn't managed that.
But when he's under Ollie, what is he doing?
We're not.
Not managing.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's been in that environment. The guy was under. He's there. He played in it, and he's been in the environment as a part of the team.
He was assistant under Jose in that.
Yeah, under Jose. So now all of a sudden, oh my God, we've got standards at this club.
It's
we have to play Europe.
It's not even that. Come on, guys. This is the way I see it. I'm seeing it on a deeper level, yes. I think you lot Champions League next year, yeah? I think you'll get through that group. I told you. I think
Spurs
this league
is fourth in the Champions
go.
League.
I think,
we'll be all right.
I think the league thing is easier, yeah? You'll get through that, yeah? When it gets to the stickier stages and you're maybe fighting for Champions League next year and in the quarters or semi-final, it's going to be difficult, bro. It happened to us last season. We're trying to win the league, but we had a Champions League quarter-final and semi-final. It took its toll. We left with nothing.
Lippy.
That's all we're saying.
Lippy, talk about the last time they were in Europe. Where did they finish?
Yeah, the
last time they were in Europe, not Champions League. The last time they were in Europe.
What was the final?
The final.
And where did they finish?
Second.
We lost in the final.
Where did you finish?
What, the 15th?
He's saying the last time you're in Europe.
Oh, where did our manager was a crackhead.
Yeah, but that's what
our manager was a crackhead.
That's Almarim.
Our manager was the biggest crackhead on the road.
So hold on 2 seconds. But every logic you just said, Almarim was used to the Champions League. He played Champions League.
Our manager was a crackhead, bro. He dropped Bruno. He put Bruno as a deep lying player, bro. He had him as a defensive midfielder, bro. He didn't even play Cobby. Our manager won one game a month. Our manager took... Bro, you're talking about the biggest failure. You're
okay,
talking about
KG,
the worst
you know,
record.
I've asked you a question. I've asked you, what are you going to do? And all you keep telling me is Carrick will sort it out and excuses from the past. I'm asking you, and Menace and Margs, with the knowledge you have about Manchester United and the situation that you see before you, you spoke about the league. I've just showed you, when you've had European football and you have the league, you finish 15th. So I'm saying to you now, not like on a Arsenal thing, just answer the question.
One, kind of be an outlier.
What do you imagine you're going to have to change? Because you have to change something.
We finished 15th once. Can't that be an outlier? Why are we acting as if this is the common denominator? We finished 15th once, bro. What's Ben doing?
But this is what you need to understand. Because you're doing the whole of United history. What Poet is doing is this Man United team. And what he's saying is a fact. The last time this United team was in Europe, they done very well. Like I suggested that I think you're doing the Champions League, but your domestic form suffered for that. And
what did Mark just say? Mark said Spurs finished fourth. Where are Spurs right now?
Can I offer you some other facts?
Does it make sense what I'm saying? So I'm asking him to just tell me.
Can I offer you some other facts? So you're saying in that season when we finish 15th because we play European football, that should be an indication of what could happen in the future. Is that the kind of argument you're making? And now I'm saying to you guys, while you say that, and I hear you, yeah, we've played in Europe before many a times and we've had to use the squad and this is the one time you lot want to hold on to. What about all the other years?
KG, it was last year. It was last year, KG.
He made a good point and we will be here all day. I think I hear where KG's
he's just running away from answering the question. Just say I don't know.
But where Poet wins is Tottenham. Tottenham are another example of a team.
We're in Tottenham.
You know what? Let's forget it, man. We're just talking. We're just talking.
You're saying. What are we gonna do?
What can you potentially do?
Buy more players.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience, and while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
But you could tell me what players you could do that, with that, but man, just being defensive. It's cool.
We've had a good summer. We've done good scouting. We've had a good summer. We're getting for Prem proven players, which is showing out. Cunha has done well. Mbeumo done well at the beginning of the season. Sesko's been a good buy. So we're actually sharing out the goals. So if we have the same summer where we're going out buying the players that actually contribute to the team, we will be fine.
You're a politician, fam. I'm asking man what's going on, and a man's telling me
what's wrong with that answer. What's wrong with that answer now?
Hold on.
What's wrong with that one now?
If we have the same summer, so you're gonna go buy all the same.
I didn't, a good summer, because we had a good summer.
I'm asking you, man, what does that look like? You just keep giving me these, like, obviously, if Arsenal have a good summer, we can win the league. What are we talking about, bro?
If Ipswich have a good summer, they'll survive.
All right, I get now, because Poet mentioned, like, defense. You're talking about getting rid of people. Defensively, I don't think we're in that much of a problem. Obviously, the injuries are bad. Probably need another centre back. I would go for another right back. I'd definitely go for another left back, depending on what they do with Dorgu and Shaw and Majori, whatever. Then you got the midfield. We need like three centre mids because Casemiro's gone.
Hold on, man said our defence is all right, but I'll get a left back, a right back, and a centre back. Go on.
Centre back
and three centre mids.
They're all centre mids. We're going midfield now, isn't it? So centre mid, Casemiro's gone. Agate's gone.
Are they both gone? They're going.
They're going.
We need
two for Casemiro, by the way.
You know, yeah.
And Casemiro. I'm not saying starters. I'm saying we need central midfielders. We need a backup for a left winger.
Oh, it could be done here. United could be done.
I need a backup for a striker. How we do that, though?
Lippy Moggs, after hearing all of that, do you understand where I'm coming from now?
I want to note something about the summer that you had. Yes. Well done to Sesko, before I say this. Because I worry about him. You're strong. Relax. You're fast, but listen. Well done to Sesko, but you bought the unwanted man, bro. You bought the guy. We got Gyökeres. Yeah. Ekotike was Newcastle, Liverpool. This basketballer just turned up at Old Trafford. You understand? So
it's not a lie. Do you know what is a lie?
Let me stop. Hold on. Let me show you.
And you lot wanted Sesko until the problems was about money. You wanted Sesko. And your Kriz is not better than Sesko. So let's not act as if you're doing something there. You're not doing anything. You're not doing anything. But do your thing. It's your show. Let you land. Go on.
I remember when we sat here when we was about to get Sesko, and you lot laughed at man, bro. You lot laughed at the two options.
Who's you
had.
Lot?
Everyone.
Paul, did I not say you lot better get Sesko rather than Gyökeres? Did I not stand on Sesko from the start of the season? I stood on that. And I'm standing on it still. Because you need charity to give Gyökeres pens to do his celebration. Because if he didn't have pens, Sesko would have more goals in the league in a worse team. So what are we doing? What are we doing?
I don't know.
What are we doing? You don't know. And I know. There we go. It's done. But keep going. Go on.
It's never a good sign when someone's celebration is a different sport.
Is that hockey?
Yeah.
He doesn't do that.
He does. He jumps high and returns to shoot.
Did he not punch with one hand?
He punches with one hand.
You think that's a punch? You should know better. You think that's a punch?
Wait,
he does that. Like that.
He does that. Wait.
So Sesko jumps up and does this.
Dan, get out of here, man. Dan, get out of here. Get out of here.
He's trying to do a one-on-one challenge.
Get out of here.
From the back, from the, what do they call it? From like the
from back. The byline. No, he's trying it.
What do they call it out by the, when you're by the touchline, what do they call it? From the paint.
For free. Yeah, from the paint. From downtown.
Someone tell Danny's section is coming, bro. Your section is coming.
Bro, there is no section for me. There is no section
Don't worry.
For me. I'm absolutely fine.
Arsenal are into the Champions League finals.
Oi, if they get it wrong, that's the one we got to put in.
Yeah.
All jokes aside, yeah.
He's thinking about it.
Full breakdown in Friday's episode. Today, we're focusing on the Premier League. Arsenal scored more than one goal for the first time in 8 games as we brushed aside Fulham.
Corruption.
At the Emirates.
That's corrupt.
Stadium. we're speaking about Gyökeres. There was no penalties in that brace against Fulham the other day. Fulham are actually having a decent season. This is like one of the... Can I land, bro? I'm just saying, this is one of like the higher ranked teams he scored against. I'm actually kind of cussing him, you get me? But, bro, this is what we got him for, bro. Pulled up and he done his thing. But what I want to talk about, and I think it's going to go directly into the Sesko vs Gyökeres realm, I think it's clear. Sesko, everyone is a better technically than Gyökeres. It's a fact, innit? You can see he's not that kind of player.
Go on.
But do you remember, you're doing the what you said. Do you remember what I said?
Go on.
Well, I said I wanted Gyökeres. I said, brother, I don't want the cut off socks and the vapors and the skin fade. I want a big, ugly, flat track bully. You understand? I said, I want a guy that's going to provide be something different. We got players like that. And here we lie, top of the league, 3 games to go. It's looking all right. And if you're saying that you lot are where you are because of Sesko and that makes him better than Gyökeres, bro, look at what we got here, bro. Champions League final. But I just think when you compare their seasons, both of them have turned up and shown that, like I said, you can look forward to next season. Sesko, maybe more than next season because he's younger. But I think as it stands today in May, I think Gyökeres has been better, bro.
He's linked to get sold this summer. Something ain't right.
No,
though.
You know.
That would be
something ain't right.
Though.
Something ain't right.
He's done
well,
though, bro. Gyökeres has shown up.
Yeah,
he has. You can't lie.
Deny and you know what I'll say here? Gyökeres, for his ability, has done so well. Like, because he's not
so
even...
Well.
The guy's got 21 goals in all comps.
Not 10. That's a proper double digits.
Arsenal are sitting top of the league. They are currently in a Champions League final. Every one of them goals counted for something. Regardless of how he's looked doing it none. Or whatever, every one of them goals have counted. And especially if they win it all and all that. You're not gonna turn around and say, but it was penalties or it was against Burnley and this one. You're gonna look and say, my man won the league, potentially won Champions League, finished with 20 plus goals or comps. He done his job.
I'm still scared because I think certain teams are going through transitions this season, and the next season, if they shore up their defences and get, you know, to the back end of their transition, like a Manchester City, I think Liverpool will go for a transition. Man United are coming towards the end of their transition. Will they be a certified side? I think that makes it a more difficult competition in the Premier League, and I think someone like Gyökeres, that's when we'll begin to complain, because some of the goals that he would have got this year may not be available next year when people toughen up and shore up at the back.
I think it becomes easier to win. If Arsenal do the unthinkable and win it all, oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
God help me. not just God help me on that level, I think the problem is, you know, when like Arsenal, since that Man City game, it's like they take the handbrake off. And they're playing with freedom. They're playing football again. And they look hard. They look hard to stop.
So now
they're in this space of, it's almost like flow state for a boxer, where they're just enjoying themselves. You see Saka's coming on front post. They're actually getting the ball to Gyökeres. I'm seeing that Arsenal, knowing they ain't got the hood on their back of, can they win one? They'll just play like that.
But what games reflect that? The Fulham game. Their development squad.
But then even the back four, even when you're looking at Atletico game,
They gave Atletico nothing.
No, they played well. They played well.
They gave them nothing, bro. In terms of that back four is solid. So right now, going forward.
You're talking like that, that point, fair enough. But Gokeres, for me, technically is not good enough. This season's been nice, but when you're top of the league and you can win all of these things, I take a look at Haaland when they Man City were doing what they're doing. We're talking about 40-plus goals or almost 40-plus goals. This guy's got 21 goals and the team is top of the league and top of the Champions League. I think if that's another striker, maybe that's 30. Maybe that's 27. Maybe that's 28.
The numbers, I think the numbers are clouding what we're talking about when we talk about Gyökeres. Numbers are good. Let's not debate that. The numbers are good for his first season.
He's the easiest out of all the top team strikers to replace. 100%. And the thing is, as soon as you win, you get that mentality of like, cool, how do we push on?
Get better.
He will be the first one you look at. That's somewhere
maybe
you
maybe not though,
improve.
Because they've only started. Remember the point I made the other day? I said, listen, drop Zubimendi, Declan Rice, you see they put MLS in there. And all of a sudden, remember I told you, you don't need to.
You can't say things like that. Sanderberg didn't play. Iwobi didn't play. If Sanderberg and Iwobi play, it's a different game for number one. For number two, Gokeres was good on the weekend because he was taking minimal free touches. Now, that's good on the weekend. Yeah. There's going to be some games where you're going to be playing against a team that is literally like they're all over you. And as a striker, you might get the ball and it's down to you. It's fully down to you to do something. I do not trust Gokeres. If you ask Gokeres to hold up the ball, he can hardly do it. When you ask, he can hardly hold up the ball. He doesn't score against big teams.
You wanted to get three touches, bro.
No, but he that's the first time he's done it. Arsenal played good on the weekend, yeah, but that's not clouding my judgment. We played terrible all year. That's the best game that
we played.
Do you
know what happens when you tell your striker take three touches in Sunday League? You know what that means, innit? Like, you know what that means.
He's not good.
You know what that means. Well, if you're telling your striker...
Take three maximum.
Like, take three touches.
You know what
max.
You're telling your striker to do.
He's a striker, though. It doesn't... Like,
you're trying. You know, would you tell Ekitike take three touches?
He's the different type of striker.
But he's still a striker.
He's got feet. But he's got feet.
Who's got feet?
With Gyökeres, yeah. Why I think he done very well against Fulham. And Fulham have been decent recently, you know, defensively. But I just think, like you said, KG, we're playing balls in the channels, bro. The only time that Gyökeres has looked half decent for us is when we've just clipped it down the wings and he's done something minimal.
Front post.
But even done like a little roulette thing once he got there. It's just, you see, with Gyökeres, yeah, he technically, he is not a great footballer. But when it comes to decisions, he would 9 times out of 10 try to do the right thing.
Yeah,
just the execution is poor. You understand?
I disagree. I don't even know what he's trying to do sometimes.
Okay, cool. But if like the pass the other day that everyone
Newcastle.
His thing, do you know what he was trying to do? Was it the right
he's
thing?
He's trying to shoot.
Yes.
He tried to shoot.
Cool. But it was just, it was horrible. What he'd done was horrible. So if he's confident, if he has games behind him, remember what I said before that game, you know, and Biscuit weren't trying to have it. I said, brother, we play against Fulham confidently. I think we play the rest of the season confident. We needed that performance from everyone, especially him.
Fulham was shameless,
especially
though.
Especially him.
They bent
no,
over.
No, but again, hear this. You see, like anyone that City's played this year, yeah, when you see that the title runners are turning up and you're not really playing for anything, you're kind of like, yeah, cool, man. Let's just kind of reserve our energy and kind of play with some kind of respect. You understand? And that's what
Everton.
We did to Fulham. We didn't do that to Bournemouth.
Not Everton.
No, but yeah. But at a point, like there was that. At a point, it looked
like
that.
They went crazy.
You get me? But it's City, for me, they do that to teams, innit? We don't do that to teams, especially at home, couple games ago. We done it, bro. And Gyökeres was a massive part of it. Calafiori, like you said,
Saka
MLS. Yeah,
back.
Saka looked
Saka.
Crazy. You understand?
But again, I'm not getting excited about that though, man. I saw Saka smack up Jimenez. My thing is this. When I see Arsenal do something I cannot deny, then you're going to see my hands
keep,
up.
Do you keep
this weekend, yeah,
Mendy out of the team?
No.
For this one, I'm just.
You know what it is? As much as I don't, I like the fact that Arteta's realised we can play different, innit?
Mm.
When you're playing against a team, Fulham at home, go for it. Why are you playing this possession? Play guys that are going to go for it, bro. That all English midfield, it looked good, bro. It looked nice.
All right, but then we're looking ahead to West Ham, yeah? Because they need to win and they will bring it. Would you prefer to play an MLS or a Zubimendi in a game like that? Because you both need to win. That's the facts.
He
West Ham
will
do not
play.
Stand a chance. It doesn't matter.
He
who they
will
play.
West Ham
play
are
Zubimendi.
Fighting for their
They're
lives,
fighting,
you know.
That doesn't mean
can
anything.
I tell you the
truth? They was fighting for their life when they went to Palace. And just
I don't know what's better.
Whoa, I don't know. Hey, Marks, I don't know. This one here at their ground, because Tottenham are going crazy
you
right
see
now
when
as well.
Do
you remember your last feeling at Arsenal Newcastle?
I was wrong. You've been wrong. No, this guy's a pussy. No, he's been a. Hey, I was wrong. But this guy's a pussy, old bro. All this energy in his chest, bro. Today, bro. He's come back in the Avrex, throwing his weight around, bro. Low it, bro. You're not even heavy, bro. This guy's right. This guy's throwing his weight around.
That's Mowgli. Comparison to you. Move, everyone's man. That comparison to you.
Mowgli's getting mad.
Mowgli, oh, Paul, shoot him. Shoot him, shoot him.
Shoot him. Jungle Book. It's the easiest target in the world, I'll tell you that.
Mowgli, you know.
Now, listen, everyone is making decent points, innit? But for me as an Arsenal fan, you see when that last 3-3, when Saka missed the pen and that, West Ham.
2-0.
What were West Ham? They weren't trying to fight for anything then. I know this might bite me in the back, but I'd rather play
in the back. In the back. Who's ever been bitten in the back?
Yeah. Mosquito.
You don't know what backbiting is.
It says saying comes from my bite me in the bum. It's the same thing. That's what he said in the back.
He didn't want to say bum. That's why he didn't want to say bum.
Yeah, so
you
that was right.
Bite me in the back.
That was pretty correct.
He tried to enforce it.
You lot ain't in the African fields where the lions go. That's what I'm saying. I'm outside, bro. But all jokes aside, I think I'd rather play a team that's fighting for something, bro, to catch them in them like emotional moments. Because when we're the only emotional team on the pitch, it don't always go like how it is with that Fulham match. It goes like the Bournemouth match at the Emirates, where we're all conceding throw-ons in our own half and we're panicking. We need
Lippy,
a team.
Lippy.
Well,
we need to stop. Arsenal fans need to stop this. Even at the comments talking about, Power, you always avoid things. Bro, Arsenal have lost about 7 games a season. So out of all the games, I've missed maybe 7 episodes of Filthy Fellas. Bruv, what people are trying to say about how Arsenal play, we don't. Like, as much as I don't rate us, we are battering people. We batter people. If it's 1-0, we beat everyone. West Ham, no disrespect to you lot. Last year, I get what last year was. This year, you're getting moved to, bruv. You're getting relegated and it's nasty. Ooh. That's exactly what it is. Like, I don't want to try and, as much as I don't rate Arsenal.
I'll tell Paul not to talk like that, but that's facts.
I'm on Paul.
There's nothing you can say that's going to change that.
You know what, remember the last time that Arsenal lost because of Poet, though?
Yeah, but it's
when was that? We didn't lose. We drew 2-2. Oh,
yeah, but I'm saying like, don't.
But Savage, I talk this every week, and in May, Arsenal are top.
It depends how you go at Paul. If you say Arsenal are bad, we're the coldest. See, if Arsenal start talking about our football and how good we play, he ain't talking about how we batter teams. He's gonna say he's worried and this, and if it's not Fulham and Broski, I see what you're doing.
I'm confused.
I see. No, you.
I know we're better than everyone, but that's this season. Because I keep saying to you, people are going through transitions.
Best team in
if men, when you're at Egypt, when Man United next season in Champions League and they get into the close of their transition, when Liverpool fix up, when Man City fix up, then all of a sudden I will see how good this Arsenal side is. But right here, right now, West Ham can't chat to us, bro. They're idiots.
Right here.
They're idiots.
Right here.
This could be the clip, you
right
know.
Right now.
That might be the clip, you know.
These are gonna go and watch that game and try and hate watch it, and they're gonna be 3-0 up in 35
minutes. Yeah, yeah.
And you know what is? Lippy, these wankers hate watch every week, and then the one time that they write, oh, Poet, you're never here. Brother, I was here last week.
Nah,
and
the week before.
In the back.
That we've lost 7 games thing, bro. Like, a month ago, it was only 3 or 4. So it's these losses, yeah, have happened
recently.
We have just overcome a mad thing. We can't lie.
The games that you got left, it's only 3 games. Them teams are not good enough to
fam,
do
West Ham,
to use
well. Burnley, and a Crystal Palace side that are playing a cup final 3 days after that. No, and you want me to be afraid? Yeah,
there's nothing to... They're done.
I'll be honest, bro.
Guys, let it go.
It's not done till it's done.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough. I can't see a dose
thing. It's not done, yeah, but it's not.
It's done, man.
It's not because we're playing meaty teams. It's because of what we're on, bro. We've grabbed this again, fam. You understand? Like I said, we put that pressure on City. We had the performance against Fulham that's made them boy there think about
100.
Trust me.
Right, thank Everton,
don't
man. Just thank Everton, man.
It's done.
So you're the reason City dropped points at the
end. Yes, bro. Yes.
Yes.
Me.
Thank Everton,
not
man.
Arsenal. Me.
Who are you, Barry?
Me.
Barry.
Send to them.
You're Barry now.
Yes.
You're Barry now.
Yes. Barry's gonna have my hairline one day, bro. I had Barry's hairline. So I'm saying, bro.
But, yeah, obviously, games twisting and turning. You thought you officially done it with the loss and all that. Remember, what is it? 3-1 down in 81st.
Yeah.
They clawed it back. That point...
Changes.
It gives them hope.
It gives them a tiny bit of hope because they had no right to get back into that game. But Doku just decided he was just going to go crazy.
It's not in their control.
You know what it is, yeah? No one expects anyone to lose. I don't think anyone was expecting anyone to lose in this title running. I expected you both to drop points before the end of the season.
I expected City to have gone early. I actually expect Arsenal to win every game.
The thing is, yeah, City look a little bit vulnerable, shaky, but they got that thing where they can still pull something out of the bag. I thought that's what happened because as soon as they went 1-0 up, it looked like they're now in control. Mm. But I don't know what it is about that Hill Dickinson stadium.
It's a nasty ground.
Bro, they're just it's corn there right
Dan,
now.
Dan, it's not even just that. I said this so many times about Mark Gay. He's playing, used to playing in a three. Usually I see him left wing for some strange reason. I see him moving forward. But most importantly, I see him make mistakes. Against Burnley, Zion Fleming almost scored because of a mistake. When he played Arsenal, he made a mistake. Kai Havertz almost scored. But this time you couldn't make the mistake and get away with it. You're out here playing through balls like Steven Gerrard to Thierry Henry. Of course,
That one was bad. And you know when you knew it was even worse? Yeah? His head was down before the contact
happened.
was even made.
Before it even happened.
He knew.
And then if Mark Gay makes a mistake, he's got a 21-year-old centre-back beside him to try and motivate him.
Yeah.
This is why I'm confident, boys.
He's not motivating.
This is why I'm confident.
Even in that game against you guys, he was on the mistake thing. He didn't know him and Semenyo. You can see that these guys are not winners.
Bro.
You can see they have that. They've shown it.
Well,
they're not winners.
No, I hear you.
I'm saying they're not, they were nervous.
I don't want to go as far as to say they're not winners. I would have taken them. I think if we got both of them, it would be easier for us to win the league. I think they're quality. But what you're saying and what you're, I don't necessarily think is because he's used to playing in the free. I just think, bro, this
environment
is
never different.
What I'm talking about, so the line I'm saying, when I call them winners, I'm talking about Man City have had guys there that know about this and they're comfortable in this. Now, Ryan Cech is a bit different. He looks like he kind of enjoys
the chase.
He enjoys the chase. But these guys, you can feel the pressure on them. Like you can feel they're running and you're seeing Semenyo, he's jinking, trying to make something work, but it's difficult.
Obviously, I know that these men are going to be feeling the pressure. I'd probably more go the other way. Semenyo, he ain't been good never recently, but again, it will just show you like the levels when man ain't played academy footballer or like started late and stuff like
you
that.
You can see his touch like, a bit baggy. Like,
you can see it when you get into them situations. With Gaye, I think him and Kuzunov have been looked good as a pairing.
No,
as a
don't get wrong, they've looked good, but they have mistakes in them.
Yeah, but again, you don't know my saying, man. This is hazard of the job as a centre back.
No, Margs, he's making mistakes that he shouldn't make. The mistake, that pass back, you shouldn't make that mistake. And you see it? Literally, he turned around and passed the
through. I missed that one, that's why
bro,
I'm talking
about. Bro, Mark Gay's quality. There's no way he makes that mistake on any terrain, any. He's just nervous.
He don't make it
it's
again.
As
yeah, he don't
that.
Make
but
that
Lippy,
mistake.
But Lippy, gonna do that again.
Lippy, he might though, because this season, I said in January, I like Semenyo, I like Mark Gay, but it reminds me of when Arsenal side Jorginho and Trossard.
Stop that,
it's not going to be enough to get you over the line. You say stop that, but who's going to win the league? Shut up,
Jorginho. You shut up.
Shut up, man.
Man said Jorginho.
Shut up.
But it's a bit
Jorginho. It's lazy.
Jorginho's won more than every of the four people I made.
The reason I think it's a bit lazy is when we bought Jorginho and Trossard, they weren't start. They didn't come in to be starters. Yeah, Gehi and Semenyo came in to directly win City the league.
And did
you understand? No, but again, that is where this pressure comes from. You understand?
But that's what I'm saying. It's the same thing. You're saying that
they're not to come in as starters, but it also was at a necessity and like plugging gaps. City's been going through it with their centre backs and the defence. So Mark was needed at a time when you want to push on at January. And then they spent all that money on wingers, ain't got it right. You know what I'm trying to say? Like they needed Sutton and a bit more firepower, and Haaland wasn't firing at the time. So the Semenya one, they made sense in January when they made them. Like, and I don't think it was to say, oh, to be direct starters and, oh, yeah, this is the players that we're looking for. But we need reinforcements. We need to have another goal and keep the fight on against Arsenal. I think that was good business for them.
Yeah, they bought the best available players, bro.
When we sat around this table anyway, I was told that those players are going to help Manchester City win the league. I was told that Semenyo's goals were going to help Manchester City win the league. So when I say Trossard and Jorginho, I'm not saying that ability for ability. I'm saying the people that we bought at that point, we thought were going to take us over the line. They didn't. And it's the same thing with these guys here. And Semenyo, as good as he looks when he's scoring goals, no disrespect, when he ain't scoring, it's not the most attractive thing in the world to watch. And even towards the back end of the game against Everton, he was non-existent, bro. Barring that run he does in the first half where he runs past like four guys, in the second half, I didn't see what he was doing until he walked off the field.
Yeah, now playing him wide right is kind of dark. Like, because at Bournemouth, he kind of gets to do both. And but just to be isolated wide right against whoever the left back is, this. He's making left backs.
Ice a light.
But Doku, though.
Doku's
man. For someone that doesn't score that much to decide, I'm scoring today. Two.
Summoned.
Them finishes.
What? And that last one. That last one. Insanity.
That's Sterling.
He's been bulletproof for like the last couple months, though, you know? He's been moving mad.
Doku.
Bro, I'll be honest here. There's this convo online, yeah? That he's not good because he doesn't score enough. Bro, all competitions, 8 goals, 11 assists. I think in 40 something. Bro, see, these are numbers.
And these are good numbers for the winger.
If we're not talking numbers aside, brother,
yeah, probably the best winger in the league.
Your right back is fried. It's for me, him, the Georgian boy at PSG.
Are you got Doku up there with them?
Like you know, 100%. Because you know, if you're a fullback, those are the kind of players you do not want to buck, bro. They're too sharp. They're too aggressive. They'll just go by you, bro.
I don't think Doku is Kvaratskhelia level.
That's what has them at that level, though. They're able to do that and get the
Doku isn't at the level of Kvaratskhelia, but I'm saying the nightmares that he gives you because he's so because they're in the same mode. A lot of players, well, for one, it's like the way these gaffers and these tactics are set up. It's like they don't even want you to isolate and get them one on one. They don't even want you to beat the players. They want to turn around, pass back in, bring a fullback up, but a lot of these other players ain't even got the ability to get past players like that in this day and age.
That's why
them man stand out so much. Like Doku, they get every time he wants his defender one on one, he's on him. Every time he gets the ball, it's either gonna be like some type of opportunity. The second he gets into the box, there could be penalties, there could be anything. He's like everything comes alive. You get what I'm trying to say? Like he's cold.
Did City bottle it though? Instead of being in front 1-0. And then being down to 3-1. Is that against Everton? I'm just saying, what kind of game was?
That was 1-0 up. Nah, but they were 1-0 up and they knew they didn't deserve to be 1-0 up. That was already a smash and grab. Everton were on them.
The opportunities weren't crazy like
that,
though.
Yeah, but they weren't. Dyer's missing chances. Like, it was all, like, it looked like one of those games that City are going to sneak a win.
No,
I thought
they was going to go through the motions. They got that 1-0. They are the better team
after that.
And it's like, I thought they were just going to go for the motions. And
nah, they, every time Liverpool, Everton went forward, it looked like they were going to score.
100%. 100%.
Every time, all game.
100%.
I don't think they bottled it. I just think City have always been a bit, I don't want to say vulnerable, bro, but it's
I think that's the word, though.
You see the Loons thing? We'll score 3-4. That's what they're trying to do, for real.
You understand?
Who's that? City. They're trying to concede 2, but score 4 every game.
They need to, because the goal difference was going to come into it at some point. That 3-0 for you was good as well for the goal difference. Big.
With Arsenal and City, all it came down to is we've got the best attack, we've got the best defence. Whoever shows up towards the back end of the season will have the opportunity to win the league. And I just think Haaland has begun to score, but this is when they should have relied on him. He's been stuck on like 20. He was stuck on like 23 for
ever.
He did play good yesterday, but like if he scored, usually I'm looking for Haaland 30 plus. If Haaland gets 30 plus this season, Arsenal don't win the league. We don't win the league.
Centre backs are warring him now. Like he has personal beef with every centre back pair in the league. So you see last year, it's just like, oh yeah, go on, score so Arsenal don't win the league, whatever. You see now, they're like, nope. I'm at the last fixture, you was giving it. So let's go now. And that's why he looks so quiet this year.
No, but the thing is, do you know why he's quiet this year as well? Because in the first season, he has a bag of people behind him that are going to just provide the ball for him. Yesterday, after he scored, I saw him running to collect the ball for Ndiaye in the other half of the field. He's like, he's realizing now, this City side is not the City side of 3 years ago. I can't just stay past the halfway line and just score. I literally need to go and help everyone in midfield and so on and so forth. And I looked at that City side, it looks like a side that's coming to the end of an era, and hopefully next season for them, a new era. Like Bernardo Silva, he didn't look great yesterday, and that's one of my favourite players at Manchester City. But yesterday, I didn't see the Bernardo Silva I love. As much as
we could say City ain't the same team, and that's facts, he ain't been as clinical this season. I don't know what's happened with Haaland, but some of the games he hasn't been, bro. There's been chances he should be bedding.
But he's used to missing chances. He's just used to getting so many.
He had that. But now it's like
same thing. The players that we're providing, you ain't getting them chances like that so often.
It's mad saying so the Golden now, Boot.
You have to be.
Golden
have
Boot
to.
Winner is not as clean. It's crazy though.
No, but it's true. Like, he had a summer holiday in the season,
Golden
bro.
Golden Boot winner, bro. Like, how many
in his first season? How many did he get in his first season? 36?
30, yeah. Plus 30.
Stupid.
And we were discussing this other day. We were discussing, like, he had Kevin De Bruyne behind him. He had Bernardo Silva. He had Mahrez, Gundogan. Like, he had that is mad.
Bernardo.
Brother.
And it's like.
Grealish.
Like, Grealish. You see how everyone's saying the league's been bad this year? I think it's the opposite, bro. I think everyone is just moving a bit mad. You understand? Like, even the mid-table teams, bro, they're better, bro. So when Haaland's coming against these guys, bro, they're not afraid
there's
anymore,
a gap.
Bro.
So I think the mid-table teams, yeah, and like the ones that are decent, like Brentford, Fulham, Bournemouth, Brighton,
Chelsea.
Even like now, look where Forest are, and they're in a Europa
semi-finals.
League. Like, do you get what I'm trying to say? So I think that middle block, if any of that middle block go to Europa League next season, they're instant favourites. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Facts, yeah? Yeah.
But then, and like, conference.
Like, yeah, anybody. Sure, yeah. Chelsea. Then it's the top teams where it's the level now. The teams, the top end of the teams, they're not doing nothing in the business end of the Champions League. The top teams can't talk to the European teams. Well, there's only one, obviously, that's why they win the league. But I'm saying, as a whole, the top teams ain't doing anything. So that's where the gap, the league, I'll be real, and I'm not just trying to say this to go against Arsenal. The quality of the league's not good, man.
I'm not like, saying that, bro. Nah,
like,
bro.
The middle of it, the middle of it is, but like,
you wouldn't know that.
But the top teams can't talk to the top teams in Europe.
No, they can't.
So it's like the middle boys have improved it. So listen, you know, so we have this argument earlier in the season. I think it's the most entertaining it's ever been,
bro.
That's for, it provides the entertainment.
No.
But I think quality, I think it's bad,
bro. You see, I went and I'm trying to do my little research, bro. I checked Atletico scored, on the weekend. I went to watch their match. You see, when I saw the graphic for the starting lineup, I was like, I can't watch this. We're not going to play against none of these, man.
They've done it again, bro.
And English teams don't get the luxury of doing that. Yeah?
It's true.
Bayern would just rest everyone. Barcelona, I see something. Dembele's started 9 league games.
Can I stop you there? Because not in a forest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Rested all their players because they know they got a big game.
Who did they beat?
And they played Chelsea and they rested all their players.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
No, the Forest rested.
No, they didn't.
Players.
No, they didn't.
No, I have to stop you there, mate, because you said something.
No, he's right.
My bad.
Speaking of mid-table teams, so how come the mid-table teams that we're saying have improved so much, like the Brentfords, the Bournemouths, the Brightons, but yous are doing the reverse?
You know where we was? We're just like in the last 3 weeks. Have you seen our form thing?
Mad. It's
like,
mad.
We're going crazy. It's a toxic club. But what I'm saying is, you don't get the luxury. KG don't know how to deal with me, yeah? Because he hates that I'm not hurt.
No, you're
hurt. You should be hurt.
You're hurting.
Bro,
13 losses.
Yesterday, I decided I wanted to go to see Liverpool United. I'm not worried about Chelsea. Our thing's bigger than football.
No, you got a ticket.
It's not.
What you're not going to do
is not bigger than football.
This is, bro. I'm telling you, it's way bigger. It always has been. Our thing, you lot play football. It's cute. You lot just continue your sport. Our thing is connected to UN straight off Hormuz. Like, our thing's different, bro.
No, what you're not going to do today. Guys, we're not allowing it. No, guys, what we're not going to do today, when they were talking about Caicedo.
He knows he's hurt.
No, they're telling us about Caicedo, yeah? Generational. They're telling us about Enzo. They're telling us about all their amazing apparent players, yeah? What are those players doing, bro? Those players that they played in the midfield against Yates, Dominguez.
To blind you, bro.
That's who they played, Yates and Dominguez.
Keep you blind.
Not in the Forest.
Bro, every now and then you're going to have to just take the red pill, bro.
No, I'm telling you, you're not doing this, bro. Because you can't lose 6 games in a row.
You can't pretend you're not hurt.
Bro, do I look hurt?
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
That's the worst thing you should have said. That's the worst thing you could have said.
I don't want to sit down. He came and said, no, guys, I don't want to sit down.
Bro, you know when I'm hurt? You know when you'll see me looking. Remember when you wore that brown suit?
Yeah. You're not doing this today.
That is where I used to
he
come
ain't
in
deflecting.
Suits. You know
he ain't deflecting.
No, he's not deflecting.
You're not deflecting. You know guys, stay in the car. Guys, stay in the car. You lot don't allow this shit.
What's going on? That one's smoother. You see me with that brown suit?
And he looked down like this. He's not allowed to do that. You lot, come on, man. He's not allowed to do that.
Bad, bro.
No one knows.
He didn't even pay for his parking. Like, man, just turn up. He didn't even care what ticket he got.
You paid for my parking.
You know what I'm saying?
You understand what kind of mood I'm in? I'm winning, bro. I'm winning today.
Piss off, man. Piss off, bro.
They got McFarlane in, bro. They had Rasinha telling us about management and
manage,
bro. Them man were doing huddles. It's been bad.
Blue card. I'll ask you a question. Does it feel? Does it look and feel like?
I'm a man and I'm of age.
Is that when you break down the word?
You know what they were saying? Men. They were saying to him, go on then, breakout therapist. Breakdown therapist then.
Bro, it's like saying.
Pharaoh. I'm a pharaoh. I'm a king. You know what I'm trying to say?
The second part's dark though.
Yeah, the second part is taking a piss.
Can't say the second
part. I'm a pharaoh and I'm taking a piss.
You know what happened when you got sacked, didn't it? You know what happened when he got sacked?
I'm taking a piss.
Bro, he said, I didn't get sacked. Sacked means sack and Ed. Ed got sacked. I'm still on the job.
Bro.
What are we doing here?
He's a LinkedIn man. But what I'm saying, you lot all understand what Chelsea are. You lot know what we actually are finished. Over the years. Like, you know what we actually are. You know this isn't Chelsea.
This is why.
So why
working,
why can bro. I care?
This
I
is can't Chelsea.
Care of course
this
you can care. Chelsea.
Okay, how do you get out of this then? How do you get out of this?
It's simple.
Go on.
Strip it back to basics. Go on. No, go on.
So I just ordered a new shirt called the Roman Empire. We're only four players away from winning the league, by the way, and a top tier manager. I just want to let you know that.
Don't move on from this shirt.
No.
The shirt. Yeah. Stay on the shirt.
You remember the Roman Empire? And you lot was just scurrying around that little insects when we was running the show. I'm saying we need Roman back. We bring Roman back. Now, I heard on a geopolitical thing.
Okay.
Oh, he's hurting.
You've heard him.
He's
hit me on the Chelsea forums. Yeah. There's a way.
So you're on Chelsea forums and you're not hurt.
But obviously this is bigger than us. Get me, the world's at war, you know. I know you don't care. You don't even know the price of a barrel of oil right now. You don't have a clue.
No, they're shipping it from Nigeria.
You're just there.
They're shipping it from Nigeria, bro. We got our own oil refinery, bro.
You don't understand
it. Dangote, bro.
One fifth can't make
that. Dangote.
You're not getting out of this like that.
You lot can't see it, man. I can't believe it. You're just worried about it.
You said you're four players away. Yeah? From what? Four players away from winning the league.
And
means those players that were playing against Nottingham Forest were meant to be doing something, but they lost 3-1. Why?
Nah, but enough. Dude, bro, did you see? We had a youth called Berry. You see him?
No, you're not speaking. You're not speaking.
Hold on.
That's Sean Derry's you know?
Not, huh?
That's Sean Derry's you.
We had Sean Derry starting. He got concussion. I hope he's okay. We started just playing people that we ain't played for a minute, man. Like, and anyway, we're past all that. We're not doing the... Like,
you had your midfield.
Oh, yeah, nah, for real, though. Big up Derry, though, because that injury...
That injury looked bad, still.
And there was a couple of those. Like, not... Forrest came in.
Gibbs White got spun.
And that was bad.
He had a... You could see that.
Like,
bro,
he's got the flesh.
Everyone was just getting mashed.
I thought that picture was AI.
No, it's real, dude.
That's what I mean. He's going to be there for life, you know?
Bro, that's what I'm going to say.
That's a lifer.
It's a war, bro.
He's got a gal already, though. He's all right, man.
No one's safe.
Nobody's safe, bro. You don't understand.
I thought you lot would do something this season, man. I 100%. Thought it would be weird.
From the club World Cup team.
To a certain degree, we still have to be careful though, yeah? Not that I want us. I sat here, I said I wanted to lose more. Yeah, so obviously I'm not upset because I want us to lose more. Thankfully, I covered my back. I want us to lose every game except for the FA Cup final.
You could finish 16th.
It's fine.
Huh?
That's absolutely fine. Do you know what it is, yeah? When you have owners like this, you lot had this with, what's it called?
They're still there, when by
you
the
lot,
way.
Are they still there? You lot ain't wearing them green and yellow scarves anymore.
They're still
though.
There.
But you lot don't wear the scarves that, like, we want them out.
Because it was no, there's a whole unit, there's a whole section. They're still there.
They're still there. We still sing stand up.
Either way, we are so broken and disheveled and... We got so many people in the wrong places. Bro, De Zerbi was at the game, you know, in hospital.
Yeah.
I thought that was Danny Dyer.
What?
Oh, you're all over the place. You're all over the place.
Sean Derry.
I was watching
Danny Dyer. Yeah, he's all over the place.
So I watched the games in silence, innit? Yeah. And then so he came on the screen. I was like, well, what's Danny Dyer doing at the
Are you streaming?
Why are you watching it in silence?
And then it came up at the bottom and it said, Robert De Zerbi.
So this guy's insane.
And this is not the time where De Zerbi should be in hospitality at Chelsea.
Tottenham manager.
We play them and we can potentially put them down. Now, this is why I'm looking at it like, hold on, are we trying to
do favors? Get,
or are we trying to keep them up? Are we going to lose this? Or are we trying to get them gone and take De Zerbi.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's going on here? Again, listen, you lot just concentrate on your 90 minutes and your football. And our thing's geopolitical, bro. Don't worry about our results. This is much bigger than what you lot can even see. No. I'm red-pilled up.
Can I ask you one question, though? One question. Cole Palmer.
Yeah?
Wagwan.
You've been to Wythenshaw? Have you been to Wythenshaw?
No.
Okay.
Where's that, Manny? Wythenshaw?
Just South Manny.
Oh, okay. Go makes on. Sense.
Go once, you say there's no schools or something.
Once you decide... When you go up
once you decide,
there,
go
once you decide you want to go home, you just get up and leave, bro. There is no teacher that's going to stop you. You just walk out. This is what we're dealing with here.
I'm glad that he's moving like that, because now I'm starting to think, Ineos and them, man, they have a little nibble at him in the summer.
You sure?
He's been linked.
Are you sure?
He's
so that's what you want?
He's a United fan as well.
I'm not going to lie. Oi,
so. KG knows.
Why not? I don't think so, bro. I don't think you lot like...
He'll get the numbers. He'll get the rep, but you lot won't. You lot ain't winning nothing. He'll disappear.
You think I'm joking? Look what he's doing.
Bro, he'll I'm telling you.
He'll disappear because his head's up north. Nah, when he's at home, when he's comfortable.
You don't want to play like that.
No, he's the king.
You don't want to play
like
that.
No, but I'm saying when he's up there, his family are sending him away saying, bro, you can't, like, you can't be in Manchester.
Can't be here.
You can't be here. He'll put his statue on Dean Street.
He's quality. I'm not, it's nothing about his ability. But it's just a team in the position you are in, you don't need that. You need guys that are here to work, bro. Work, runners. That's why Cunha's done well. And Bremo's done well. Diallo looks good. Casemiro. Even I know you lot don't like Dalot. These men run.
Can you imagine?
They run, bro.
Like you can't have him and a Kobe. You can't in the same team. Yeah. What's that?
That's it. We need a sub, so I was warming up.
Shout out Minis, fantastic performance,
son. I never cut him off, he's done well today.
Done well, man.
He's done well.
Quality, son. And coming on, number 10, Beanos.
Beanos. Beanos. Beanos.
Man said number 10, he's like a Harry Maguire centre back. That's not a number 10.
What's that number?
Man called you Harry Maguire.
Wait, hold on, let me chat to Beanos quickly. Carl, you've been doing Arsenal match analysis. You do the analysis on our last game, yeah? You put that one, you do a video on that one.
I don't promote when
you okay, win. All right. Now, because he's been doing bare Arsenal analysis.
Do you know why Arsenal fans kill me? What's it? You know why Arsenal fans kill me? Because see when they won against Newcastle, yeah? Nothing. See when they won, who they win against last? Fulham. Nothing. See, as soon as Man City dropped points yesterday, they're outside.
You're not even outside.
Bro, in my comments, they're just cussing me now. Like, bro, where was the energy?
Bro,
like?
But where's your energy now? It's a battle of tennis, my guy. Sending it back your way.
How? Listen.
Where's your energy?
Listen, my energy ain't changed, though.
It has.
It ain't. Because
Where's the last review?
Arsenal is going to win the league.
No, you didn't.
I've always said that.
Outside the
Emirates.
And what did I say?
And what did I say? Don't bottle it, boys. I never said that. When people ask me.
So you picked up the
One sec. No, I left that.
So you lit.
But when people ask me, I say, I think Arsenal's going to win the league. I dare you prove me wrong.
It's like a double entendre.
Yes,
isn't it? It's a mind game.
I dare you don't do it.
Do you know what? Accountability has to be key, you know? I want accountability in this room because I ain't going to lie. I've chat so much about Arsenal. If they win it, I'm finished. I'd keep it real. We'll be finished, listen, bro. You can't say, I said they was going to win. When did you say that?
One sec.
Let's not lie.
Listen. No, I have. I swear, I've said it. But I know I'm with you. I'm dead. I know I'm dead. Like, I know that. I know it. I hold my hands up. I hand myself in. I'm dead. I'll be that real with you. So.
Yeah, but Beano, you know I thought was dead?
Huh?
Do you know I thought was dead?
What?
Spurs. And I don't know how now Ipswich are eating that chicken next year.
Where
I don't get
Steve-O?
It.
Steve-O?
Where Steve-O's not here and loses.
I thought Steve-O was brave. That is so bad. Senior players were gone.
Steve-O's telling us about Somerville and then man there.
What's going on though?
Is how much?
Let me just see Spurs.
I tried to move lucky. How is this man so lucky?
Spurs, it's not lucky, man.
That's luck, bro.
Nah, God, man. It's not, man. It's like what Jose was saying, man. It's football heritage, man. They're just a big institute, man. You like there was to get them to do that, to go down there, was going to be tough. It's a massive ask from everybody, bro.
Yeah. Like, everyone has to,
Everybody needs to pull together, like every single person in the country to make this happen. It's not easy to just get them out of there. They're not just some idiots, like, they're just not, like, let's have it right. And obviously, wishful thinking, and I want to see it, because this would be the biggest team we've seen, innit? Newcastle are big and all that, but
Newcastle are bigger.
I think at the time.
Nah, like, Newcastle have been down.
No, it is Newcastle bigger. I think at the time, like the period that Newcastle
in my mind,
down.
If you add in the facilities, we keep talking about the stadiums and all that kind of thing. I hadn't seen nothing like this, innit? So I want to see it just for myself, just to be part of history. But it's tough, man. It's not going to happen, man.
It can. Of course it can. A lot will. The thing is, yeah, I think we're now going to be in one of those situations where if West Ham stay up,
for them to go down, West Ham have to beat Arsenal.
Exactly. So now we have a decision.
wait, let's hear this one.
Let's listen.
For West Ham to stay up, Arsenal can't win the league. That's pretty much
That's what
a calculator is going to show you.
So Declan Rice has to relegate his team.
Boys,
it's one or the
you're
other.
You're not saying it.
I don't want West Ham to go down.
You lot are saying it in a kind way. Bro, Tottenham fans need us to win on the weekend.
Chat to them.
I can't remember the last time this is. There's been bare times we needed Tottenham to win, and they've just gone out there and been idiots. but this season, they took points off City. The Son thing, obviously unforgivable. But you know what, Tottenham, we're gonna do you the favor. We're gonna do it, man. This your survival is on us.
Hey, Tottenham fans, admit one thing. Because you've been trying to cuss me. You got to celebrate my team.
Yeah.
You have no choice.
We got to save them.
You got to celebrate my team.
As a neutral, yeah? Everyone hates Tottenham, right? But as United fans.
I don't hate Tottenham. I do now.
Why?
They're just annoying. They got a little bit decent and then got out their pram. So now I just don't rock
with
them.
Would you rather Arsenal win the league or Tottenham go down?
That's a stupid question, bro.
What would you rather? What do you want to see more?
You can only have one or the other. So then City would end up winning the league.
I want to see Spurs go down more.
Is it?
I would like Spurs to go down, but
I don't mind Spurs staying.
Not on Arsenal winning the league. I'll be real to you.
Pinos, we're inviting you to the cookout, my guy. You can come to the parade.
I am not going there.
I advise everyone come parade.
Parade's going to be full of undateables.
Bro, this parade. Bro, no, it's not. You know it's going to be full of, bro?
Do you know
bro, obviously, it's going to be like 80% Arsenal. But, bro, who do you think the other 20% is going to be?
Everyone.
Bro, yeah, London United fans, bro.
I guarantee.
What are we going to be doing there?
Bro, what do you mean? Gals is going to be there,
bro? Why would we? Why would anyone be at our Arsenal parade?
This is carnival. Do you know what this is going to be? Do you know what we're going to do?
This is why Arsenal are so frustrating. They think.
Have you seen the type of guy that support Arsenal?
Bro, yeah.
There's leg ones.
I'll show you my phone book.
Reach out to me personally.
No. Arsenal fans think that.
Prove me wrong.
Arsenal fans think the whole of London is going to benefit
extra
from them winning the league, bro. Like, they think they're bigger than football.
Unai Emery missed out on Champions League football before with Arsenal by focusing on a smaller European competition. Instead of trying to finish in the automatic places, he got them to the final, which he lost, and we ended up finishing fifth. Missing out on Champions League football and only managing to win one of their last five games. That was a nightmare.
He's in a different situation now, though.
But Villa have only won 3 of their last 10, losing 5 of them.
But they're still 6-7 points clear of the person below them.
But this could happen to Villa if results go against them.
I think Villa would be cool. I think the biggest thing about all of this is if Villa win the Europa League, that means 6th place gets Champions League as well. So you could see Bournemouth or a Brentford in Champions League if Villa win Europa League.
I think they'll be all right, but at the same time, we need to focus on Emery's tactics for going for the European and just frassing.
He's so unlucky though with the in terms of when he built his squad and what he has there. Think about what the names that came in this season. They weren't names to like strengthen his position. You like they didn't give him the best type of centre back. He got Sancho, bro. Imagine you had Rashford and them, man. Now you what?
Durant, they had Durant. They
basically
well.
Every level's gone down. They haven't and they what they got Stryker. Our player, our centre back as well,
Lindelof.
Imagine you finishing a top four, and then you're doing that. That's
they sold Diaby
so
as well.
Bad for him. Like
I feel like that's Emery's bag, though. Taking these like the players that like quite they're not like up here. Like the guys that are just that tier before, he gets the most out of these guys.
100%.
I feel like he can get players to overperform. I don't know what it is he does, but he can get
players
to overperform still.
The problem he's got is that Aston Villa, one, they don't seem to want to spend any money, which makes his job so much more difficult. So how he's managed to achieve what he's achieved this season is sick. I respect it. But also he's got the problem of not only not spending money, people look at Aston Villa as a club that you go to before you go to your big move, innit? So African, like there's like, sort of, I don't know, say Kamara, he's 25 years old. He's probably thinking, I'll do a big move after this now.
People looking at Rodgers.
Rodgers. Like,
but they're in bad form, man. They're in bad form. They've been like every time you see them in a TV fixture recently, they're losing.
He's got to this European semi-finals. He saw Forest was the team. He said, brother, I'm not saying that's it, but if we concentrate on this, we'll win this.
We'll win it.
That's the way he's seen it. And it might not happen.
But then there was that moment in that game where I think Elliot Anderson should have been sent off.
Yes.
Bro. That tackle should, was beyond. That was
crazy.
Assault, bro. That's assault.
Yeah, that was.
The man said it's assault.
But this is Villa's own doing, man. Just 4 months ago, we were in Dubai at the Arsenal parade. They smoked up Arsenal. They were going to win the league. Like they put together like the most ridiculous unbeaten run and looked like they were on for it. And then it just football politics does it, innit? It brings you back to your level.
The fact Carrick caught him as well is crazy.
But this
man.
Isn't the
nah,
part,
man.
This isn't a part of the season.
Not, man.
You don't want to be on the slide now. 3 games to go. This isn't where you want to be in the form you're in. He could still end up with nothing.
The sad thing about Aston Villa is everyone's judging them based upon them overachieving, which I find weird. Like, for them to be in a position in the Premier League where they're bringing Bahada off the bench to play centre midfield. Bahada, who the hell is that? Like, they're, to me, their squad is so thin, they only really have an 11. Once they have to make a sub, it's a really weak team. I feel so for them to be fifth in a semi-final, I think you're meant to be praising Unai Emery. I don't think you're meant to, like, disrespect him.
The new top six. It ain't a new... Because now Spurs are gone. It ain't a new top six.
The last couple of seasons, no one don't want to go Villa, bro. You understand? Ollie Watkins, Buendia, whoever they got over there, they've been serious. So they, for me, they've established themselves as like, wouldn't say top six, but they're always
in
and
around.
Would you put
them in there over Newcastle?
Right now, 100%.
Newcastle are a mess.
Villa kind of fell off when McGinn got injured, you know? Remember, he's their main guy. Their main guy.
Kamara
killed them.
Tielemans is there. Honestly, I think they've got a good side, but once they get 2-3 injuries, they're messed up. And if they're having a bad season, then what the hell are Spurs? What the hell are Newcastle? What the hell are...
No, 100, but it's just... We're trying to talk about what Emery's done. At this point, it's similar to what happened with Arsenal. You understand?
Arsenal, he had more resources. So at Arsenal, I think there's no excuse. Over here, he's literally given crumbs and said, yeah, go and do everything. Make and it's like, you're watching Arsenal spend millions. You're watching all these, even Spurs. Everyone's spending millions. And then they're saying to you, yeah, Buendia, take him off loan and bring back in the side.
Villa are not doing nothing against City. We've seen it. When they have to play City, when it matters, they just fold.
So Liverpool, and they got to play Liverpool as well? What,
they might do something against Liverpool. I'm not gonna.
Ain't Liverpool playing you lot as well, Chelsea?
So wait a minute. Do you know what's so mad? We're getting on Unai Emery. I think Liverpool and Villa have the same amount of points.
Yeah.
So Unai might not make it, but Liverpool are safe.
Nah,
bro.
But Liverpool, we've been on to.
Loons
is so cheeky, bro.
Liverpool have been bad, man. These are just like not understanding how bad it is.
No, Liverpool have been bad. So this is why I say Aston Villa have been good. Liverpool have got more resources than anyone. And Aston Villa have less resources than clubs in League One. But somehow they have the same points margin 4 games into the end of the season. I think this speaks to how good Unai Emery has been. Because Slot's been terrible. Unai Emery though, rating it. Big up Birmingham, Jamaica.
I don't know. I think Emery, in a season like this, could have got one up on Liverpool. Like they could have, this was their season to
they
finish
strong.
Yeah. Like
they still
March,
can.
Us, bro, I remember a couple months ago, Bro, they were like 2 points behind us or something, bro.
They were talking about they are in the title race, isn't
it? Yeah, like they completely fell away. Like we knew they'd fall off a bit, but if they kept a standard, who knows?
Listen,
man.
A team will never win the Premier League. A team will never win the Premier League. Only
they
a squad.
To finish fourth.
Huh?
Because that's what I don't think they're doing. They've just, he's, like bro said, yeah, they've basically not forgotten about the league, but they're relying on Europe. That's what they're 100. Doing. They've seen that. If we get past Forest, is that other semi-finals are madness. They're definitely confident that they'll win it. You understand?
Yeah.
We've gone from, is Arteta a better manager than Emery, to now, no matter where he finishes, we have to allow him. Broski, these things are happening.
No, but I never said that. Like I said, Unai Emery's resources, he's got the worst resources, I think, for a top side in the Premier League. He's not given enough. So if you're not given enough at this in this Premier League, how can I expect so much of you?
But are they a top side, though?
If I'm Unai, or they're overachieving
side. They're probably an overachieving side.
Yeah, but they've been overachieving now for 3-4 years. I think we got to give them the top side thing.
No, you got no. The board needs to give them money.
He goes Newcastle, messes up, bro.
Who?
Emery. I think like Arsenal, you give this guy money, it's just too random, innit? He'll get a couple...
Newcastle's way steps down than Arsenal. So he'll just have the facilities. He'll have financial power to move in the market. They're happy to spend 70, 80 million.
Unai Emery at Arsenal, by the way, wanted Zaha and Diaby, by the way. Like, let's not talk about he might waste money. Diaby and Zaha, at that point, on either wing for Arsenal. Yeah, maybe we don't have Saka today. But no, bro, we're not going to start saying things that are not true, man. I rate Unai Emery, man.
He would have turned us a bit Villa-ish, man. We would have got all these, like... Like, that's why it makes sense at Villa. You bring Leon Bailey to Villa, it's good. You bring Sancho to Villa, it's good. He would have been doing that for us, bro.
Sancho scored no goals, bro, and just 2 assists.
It's not nothing. Who owns him? Chelsea, United.
He's still our player. He's almost finished, though.
Listen, Spurs win 2-1 at Villa. That's what I'm saying. I can't rate Emery, man. I hate him. Until the last minute, they were 2-0 up, which is the first time since December the 6th they've led by 2 goals, which is crazy. They've also leapfrogged Steve-O's West Ham, who got battered 3-0 by Brentford.
You can't be getting battered like that in a relegation.
Not this time.
In the away form table... Tottenham are sat
how
in
Spurs
third
there?
This season.
Now this
they played a game. They played a game more than a couple people behind them, but still, they're comfortably in the top like 6, or as Steve would say, they've got title challenging form. Away from home.
Steve-O.
Steve-O said that going to the championship was his best years, like recently. Who knows? He might have another good. He might have another decent season.
At least he gets to relive it again, man.
In other news, Michael Jackson is interim manager at Burnley.
I told you they got to play Man in the Mirror when he's coming out. You know what?
You see what Leeds did? Leeds beat them and played Smooth Criminal, bro.
Hold on.
Is it?
Yeah, Leeds beat them and played Smooth Criminal, bro.
He could do a new thing. He can announce his substitutions during mid-game. I gotta make a change.
You're so dumb. End the show, bro. I gotta go. End the show, bro.
And that was class, man.
No, it is, yeah. An interesting fact that he actually is Michael Jackson.
Why?
Because his middle name also begins with a J. Michael Jackson's middle name is James, so it's the real Michael Jackson. And he's white, so it's him.
I heard he's still alive, and I'm being deadly serious.
This episode is sponsored by nickpouches.com. That's nicpouches.com. Make sure you like, comment below, share, hype, and subscribe, my people.
All right, we need 10K on Filthy Extra, man.
Huh? Have you seen his youth?
Brother, the guy's called Blanket.
No.
Have you seen his other youth? Bro, I'm telling you, he's still alive, innit?
Michael Jackson's innocent.
I don't know how, but he's still here. He's with us.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No